Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to watch a video, we're going to watch it together, and we're going to criticize and critique and make fun of and talk to the point about dating in the 30s. You know, so many times we hear or we see or I read blogs where women are excited and they're all empowered and they get to have all this fun while they're in their 20s. And then when they say they get to their 30s, things really get tough. And they didn't realize just how tough it was. Tonight, this is a woman that posted her video on YouTube. I guess she has a channel. And I did not find it on YouTube. I found it on another site, so I don't have a link to her channel or anything like that. But she talks about what it's like. She talks about what it's like now trying to date in her 30s. And she's really having a tough go of it. And a lot of her expectations and a lot of things aren't working out for her. I don't so much want to take this as a moment to roast her, because quite frankly, that's easy to do. But I've got, you know, between 2,000 and 3,000 women, according to most of the stats on my videos, 2,000 to 3,000 women that watch my channel. So this is going to be perhaps some of you ladies' futures. And it's also what we men are realizing. And this is what we talk about here all the time as, hey, this is what's going to happen. And women don't see this coming. And then when they do, they're shocked and they're angry at us. And they think that we men are crazy and being mean talking about this stuff. So before we get too deep into it, I'm going to play this video for you and we're going to talk about it. So here we go.
So I'm about to be 34 years old. I'm single. I have been single for several years now. I have dated on and off in those few years, but nothing's really become serious.
Okay. So if you are dating for multiple years and things are not going well for you, I don't know how many dates she's gone on, but if you're going on a lot of dates and things aren't going well for you and everybody you meet is not up to your standards, this is when you take a few moments, look in the mirror, and take some self-reflection of, is there something I'm doing wrong? Am I being too picky? Whatever.
I'm going to try to get through this video without crying. I don't know why I'm crying. I should be happy. Anyways, so a lot of issues that I
had to edit out like 3 minutes of crying. She really had a hard time during this video. I'm just saying.
Run into being single at my age is a lot of times the older generation of people, friends, family, whatever, will kind of be like, why are you still single? You're so beautiful. Why is someone like you still single? And, you know, sometimes it makes you feel like there's something wrong with you, like you're not deserving of love.
Okay. So again, is there something wrong with you? You're pretty. That she says she thinks she's pretty. That in and of itself may be a bit of a warning sign. Because if I walked around saying, I don't understand why I'm not getting any girls. I mean, I'm attractive, I'm smart, I'm funny, I'm awesome, I'm amazing. At a certain point, you'd be like, hey, simmer down, man. Let's stay grounded here a little bit. So, you know, it's one of those things where if you're having a hard time and everybody's not, well, you're just awesome. Why aren't you? Again, you may have to adjust your expectations down just a little bit.
I find in my 30s, you kind of tend to be a little bit more picky with what you want because of what I've been through in life. Now, if you've watched some of my previous videos, you know the struggle that I went through in a previous relationship.
She's more picky now in her 30s. So let's analyze this. What does this mean? It means in her 20s, and again, I'm guessing, I don't know her personally, but this is what we see a lot of times. In her 20s, she's indiscretion. She has her indiscretions. In her 20s, she has her fun. She just goes out and has a good time. He doesn't have to be Mr. Perfect. He doesn't have to make $1 million. I don't care about that criteria. He's got enough money to take me out on dates. We have a good time. He's fun. It's nothing serious. Everything's casual, but he's good looking and he's blah, 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 right? But then when you start to get older and it's time to settle down, you still want that first part, which is he's good looking, he's funny, he's got a good job, he's got money, he's tall, he's handsome. Now you want all that. Then you want that plus he's dedicated father. He loves me. He takes care of me, looks for my best interests. I don't think he's going to cheat or he's not a player. So on and so on, right? All of a sudden, now I want everything. It doesn't work like that. You have to adjust your expectations at some point. Now, the very good-looking, tall, tall, dark, and handsome, well-to-do surgeon is out playing the field because he can. And he does not have to be the good father figure and all the rest of that because he can go out and choose anybody he wants. He's a top one percenter. So when you need to get down to earth and say, I want to date and find a serious relationship, you have to start letting go of some of these expectations and look for somebody that's more aligned to being a good father, a good husband, and a good provider versus, you know, this alpha dude over here. Now, some women can get that, but that's not her.
And how much it kind of broke me and ruined my soul, and it took a lot of healing to get to the place where I am now. And because I've reached that place, I kind of have set my standards pretty high. So another issue I deal with is, I don't know why I'm getting so choked up.
It doesn't sound like she's done enough healing yet. If it was really that tumultuous a breakup and things were really that bad, that all of a sudden now you have all these warning bells that this guy makes you look out for. You know, I've heard some really weird ones before. I've heard women say silly things like, well, if you don't open the car door, then that means that you know, you're not polite and you're not serious about, because I had a guy that used to be awful to me and he never opened the car door. And you're like, well, that doesn't have anything to do with the other thing, but it starts getting all tied up into one thing. So she may have so many impossible standards now that nobody can live up to them, which is what it sounds like.
Another issue that I deal with is you're kind of left alone a lot of times, because by now most of your friends are kind of married with kids, and then your friends get together, their kids play together, and you kind of don't have that same thing in common. Whereas I want to go out maybe to a nice bar or a patio and have a drink and maybe try to meet somebody while I'm out, but there's nobody to go out with because your friends have to be home because their kids have to go to bed early, or, you know. So when it actually comes to dating life at my age,
what happens, I think, is that when young people, both men and women, when young people are in college, you're around thousands of other people around your age with the same goals, the same life expectations. You all are at the same place in your life. And after that, then you go to get a job. And that job may be in a small office with just a few people, or it might be in a large corporation, but you don't usually work that closely with many teams. In a large corporation, they'll be broken up into teams. So you may only interact with people on your team. So all of a sudden, your choices go from the thousands into the hundreds or even the 20s or the 10s when you get into the work world. Then when you're done with work and you go home, you may belong to a gym, well, or a yoga class. Your world has gone from thousands of people in college or trade school or whatever down to hundreds or tens or maybe a dozen in a gym, in a yoga place, in a workplace, and men are wising up and they're saying, you know, I'm not dating in the workplace. I'm not doing all. So all of a sudden, you don't have any place that's readily accessible to start meeting interesting people, which means you need to go out to date and meet people. So when you're doing so, where are you going to date people and meet people? You're going to bars, you're going to clubs, you're going to various things like that. You're not going to find good quality people in those places, or the statistics are highly against you. So before you know it, it's hard to meet these people. Then as this woman gets into her mid-30s now, many of her friends have married, they've got kids, and all of a sudden now you still only have a couple of places to go, but you don't want to go by yourself. No woman wants to go out by herself. They're social, and they usually go out with friends. When you don't want to go out by yourself and all your friends are doing things, you don't have anybody to go out with. So all of a sudden, your vast, large selection of choices starts going down to nothing, which is what she's figuring out here. Very quickly, it sounds like.
I basically have to resort to online dating, which is a pretty scary thing nowadays. And a lot of times I'm finding I'm either getting men who are way too young that are interested, or the complete opposite that are way too old. The guys my age, which is what I'm looking for, someone, you know, between, you know, maybe 34 to 37 would be my nice age bracket. But they're still like not ready to grow up. I don't know what it is with this.
Okay. So I can tell you already what types of photos that she has on her dating profile. They show way too much skin. They show probably bikinis or in other kind of revealing clothing. And young dudes are like, man, she's a cougar. Easy to pick up. Maybe she's, you know, I'm in good shape. Maybe I can get an easy bit of action over here. Or the older guys are saying, you know what, I'm now 45, 47, 50, and I'm dating down 15 years. Puts her right at her age. And they're saying, okay, you know, I can't get the 20-somethings, but I'll start at the early 30-somethings. And she's getting those guys. The guys around her age, and I've said this in multiple other videos, the guys around her age are now at 34, 35, 36, 37. The guys she wants are dating 24, 25, 26, 27. See, so many times women do not see this coming, and this is what happens. Now, if she goes back and thinks about her days in her 20s, was she going out with a guy that was in his 30s, but he had good money to take her out to fun dates and go on vacations and to go traveling, so on and so forth? The answer is probably yes. If she was smart, she would have found a good one at that age, tied the knot. He would have been happy. He gets a wife that's 10 years younger than he is. She's happy because she gets, you know, a guy that's well-established, a little bit older, but still in his 30s, mid-30s, well-established. And that's when you can start settling down and maybe thinking about your family then. But no, I want fun. I want to have my fun. I want to be adventure. I want to do my single thing. And then all of a sudden, the guys that you want are taken. Or they're dating younger.
Culture and this time that we're living in, I don't know what it is. I'm not ruling out a guy that is in his 40s, but usually what happens at that point is a guy that's in his 40s is probably already divorced with kids. And I'm still not ruling out the possibility that I want to have kids one day. So the likelihood that this person will want to have more kids is probably slim to none. Or they could have probably had a vasectomy for all I know. I have no idea. Sorry guys, I just had to take a break. I'm getting kind of choked up here. I don't think this video is going to be so hard to do.
Okay. So you can hear how she feels about that. He's going to be divorced, or the odds are he is going to be divorced. He may have children already, or he may have decided he doesn't want any more, and so she won't be able to have kids, or he won't want to have kids with her, so that's not an option for her. Now, reverse that thought process a little bit. Let's go back in time. You're a 30-something guy, okay? You do want to have kids, right? You say, I do want to have kids, but for now, I want to have my fun. And you have fun with the younger women. Now you get up near your 40s and you say, I do want to have kids now. This might be a woman that would be a candidate for that. Unfortunately, unless you're meeting all her criteria, she's not going to give you a shot. And the guys that she does want to give a shot, well, they probably have already been married and have kids if they're good looking, or if they don't want to get into there, they're playing the field. Now, if you reverse that, now imagine you're a guy that wants to get married and have a family, and here she comes with a kid, or two, or three, or five, okay? There's dating profiles out there, and maybe I'll dig one up and pop it over here while I talk about it. There are dating profiles out there where young, very young women, and they're still early to mid-20s, have multiple children. Do you think a guy's going to want to wife her up, right? And all of a sudden she says, I don't want any more kids. I've already got three or four or whatever. And he's like just add money, poof, five-person family. So it goes both ways here. She's just not understanding that... Again, waiting too long just puts you in such a bad situation as a woman.
So what else usually happens if I meet a guy that's usually around my age, because my clock is ticking, you know, I know what I want in life. I'm looking for someone who's wanting to settle down and, you know, have something serious. But if you're out on like a first date and these are the topics that you bring up with the guy, because I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to date somebody for like 3 months and find out this guy is not wanting anything serious at all. Like, I want to be point blank, like straight to the point. Like, this is what I'm wanting out of life. Like, and usually if you bring that topic up too early, it will usually send the guy running, or you look crazy. I have videos, and I look back on videos all the time, and photos, and I see my grandparents holding my cousin's kids and how happy they look, and I'm not going to get...
See, I think her challenge is now she feels like she's behind, which she is. And because of that, she wants to get this right out on the table on the first date or the second date. She doesn't want to waste her time. The problem is you can't have these conversations right up front. It will scare every guy off, even a guy that wants these things, because you come off as a crazy, desperate person. Normally, if you want to have these conversations, you go on a couple of dates and you say, it's important for me. I'd like to get married and have kids someday, and so on and so forth. And you talk, and that's where you leave it in the first date. And then you talk about other things to see if you're compatible. And then maybe date 3, 4, 5, whatever, you can have this conversation, but not on date one. Of course, you're going to scare everybody off. But you can see by waiting, instead of starting this thought process at 27, 28, 29, she's starting this thought process, I don't know, somewhere in her 30s. If you're 28 and you meet somebody and you want to make sure it's going to be a relationship, you might date them for a year or two until he proposes to you. So let's say start date 28. You meet him, you date for 2 years, you're now 30. He proposes to you. You say yes. Another year goes by till the marriage, 31. Then you decide to have children, 31, 32, 33. Maybe those are the baby years, right? Now you'd be 33 or 34 at her age, but you might have 2 or 3 kids if that's what you want. By waiting till 34, look at her time clock now. 34, go on a date and meet a guy that you like. 1 or 2 years dating, she's 36. He pops the question. Get engaged, 37. Or get married, 38. Decide to have kids, she's almost 40 years old. So she wants to rush through that process. She wants to rush through the dating and rush to get that engagement ring and rush to get married and rush to have kids. I mean, at least she's waiting until she's married to have kids. A lot of women aren't doing that nowadays. But by doing this, there's a window there of time that where men are going to be comfortable, and because they're not in a rush. And by starting her look so late, or by being too picky and not finding the right person, that she's too late. And she feels it, and that's why she's freaking out. The problem is men know this, okay? And I've read this on many forums, and that's why she's also getting the 20-something guys, the younger guys, hitting up on her, or the older guys, is they know she may be going through this. And as such, she may be lowering her standards, hoping to find somebody to wife her up and have kids, and she gets the home and the family and everything else, right? So these guys asking her out are hoping that her standards are slipping a little bit. And it doesn't mean necessarily they want a long-term relationship. They may just hit it and quit it, which sounds like what's happened to her is they're not telling her the truth. They're kind of playing the game with her a little bit. And yes, she gets hurt out of it. And that's not a good thing, because these guys are kind of not being honest about it. But again, she's not in a position to be able to make the good choice or the right choice. She's now behind the eight ball.
To see that, witness that, experience that love. Fuck. I need to get a Kleenex. Hold on. So the other thing I kind of deal with when dating is my looks. Now, I'm not saying I'm this like bombshell or anything. I know like I'm beautiful, but I don't think I'm like that gorgeous, and I don't understand it, but most people think because of my looks that I shouldn't be single, but it's the exact opposite. It's men either look at me as a piece of meat because of how I dress and because of like my social media, but I do all that.
Okay, so part of her problem here is, okay, if you have self-confidence and you feel you're beautiful, that's fine. But you have to understand, as a guy, when I look at a woman like this, okay, the first thing that is a big warning sign for me, it's not her age. It's not the first big warning sign. It's number one, it'd probably be the attitude. But number two, if I see her, I'm going to see all this eye makeup, even though it doesn't, she has a ton of makeup on. even though she doesn't have bright red lipstick on, she's got a ton of makeup on. And there's a part of me that instantly thinks, oh, either she's a diva, she's high maintenance, she's hiding some crow's feet, or she's got something else going on. Maybe she has acne that just loads it on. I don't know what you look like. So as I look at you now, I don't find you attractive because I don't even know what you look like. Now you take that all off and I'm probably not still going to find you attractive, but at least I'd know what you really look like. You know, when guy sees this, they says, okay, but what am I going to wake up to in the morning? What am I going to wake? Let's go swimming. That's a great first date. Hey, let's go swimming. Right. And if she won't go under the water and she's got her hair up in a thing and wants to forget it. Right. So that's a big warning. Now you guys, I don't know how big your screen you're looking at this is, but she's wearing something that looks like a bra here and it's got a mesh and you can see cleavage and everything else. Okay. When you wear clothing like that, men are, they look at you and they say, all you have to offer is whatever this is, because this is how you're presenting yourself. Now, if she was jamming out in a pair of a t-shirt and had her hair in a ponytail out back of a ball cap and just had very light or no makeup on, yeah, a lot of guys might look at her and go, she's really not my type. But at least a guy would look at her and say, I know what she looks like. That's her first problem right off the get-go.
I'm trying to build that as a career, and I look at fashion and makeup as art, not as like, that's not who I am, like in terms of like, I don't go out, I don't want to seek attention, I don't want to be a stripper or any of that kind of thing. Like what you see on my social media, all those like glam pictures, that's not how I go out every day. That's like not what I am. But I've been told by men that you can't expect to find anybody decent.
Okay, so she says it's my social media, it's my job, it's my work, whatever, okay? That's fine. Now, if I didn't post, I've got my The Unknown Adventure down below, which is my Instagram page, right? Okay. So let's say I meet a woman out and I'm dressed like this. Now, on my Instagram page, let's say I had a body like, some athletic guy, which I don't, but let's say I do, right? And all of it was me, and I work for and I'm just using this as a weird example, but let's say I work for Speedo, and I model men's bikini bathing suits, right, on my social media. If I meet you and as a woman, and we went on a date, I don't have to tell you my social media information. You'd never know any of that, so you'd never know what I look like with my clothes off. So why does she reference this as, well, people look at me as this type based on my social media? Number one, don't mix your business and your personal life social media then, if that's the case. Number two, look at how she's dressed. Again, she's got a see-through top on and she's got gobs of makeup on. She's got earrings from like 1990. So, you're putting a message out there. Again, if people are interacting with you this way and you say, well, they're not even getting to know me, they're just judging me, then you have to stop and self-reflect and say, well, you got to look at how you're dressed and how you're projecting yourself and maybe look inward. And we talk about this a lot on some of my other stuff as well, where we say, look, if there's something going on, this is a time where you have to say, is there something I'm doing? Is there something I'm not doing correctly, or am I making a mistake here? Am I misrepresenting myself? What am I doing? And at the end of it all, if you say, nah, I think I'm doing right, then you get the results that you get. And it is what it is. But I don't think she's being genuine to herself here by feeling if she's getting negative attention. If you get attention like you're this type of person, then you're projecting that you're that type of person.
The way that you dress or the way that you look. So am I supposed to change who I am to find a man? I know men like girls in jeans and t-shirt and sneakers, and I wear that stuff. I do that. It's just, I'm a girly girl. I like to be girly. I want to find a guy who can appreciate that and understand that without looking at me as an object or like something sexual. I don't even know like where to meet anybody nowadays. Like, the whole online thing, I don't like doing it. I don't have friends that know people. That's the best way to meet somebody, is by being introduced to somebody. Because a lot of times, like, I will get messages from guys online.
When you dress, see, she admits it. She even knows it. And she's asked men, and men have said, chill out on the makeup. Chill out on all the fancy, expensive, maybe they're expensive, I don't know, but chill out on the clothing. Don't try to look like you have to put on your makeup just to go get the mail and get a tank of gas and a gallon of milk. You're too high maintenance. No man wants that. No man wants to deal with all that, okay? They just don't. So when guys tell her honestly, hey, you know, maybe by just stepping it back a little bit and easing off on the gas pedal and just reflecting yourself as a normal human being instead of a somebody that looks like she's going to an award show every night with 4 pounds of makeup on, maybe you'll have better luck. And what's her response to that? Well, I'm not going to change who I am. They need to accept me for me. But they don't accept you for you. They don't like this. So when you ask them, what do they like? And they tell you, you have two choices. Listen and maybe have some success, or don't listen and get the same results that you've been getting. And she chose the latter. So there's really no surprise here.
And, you know, they'll say, oh, they're interested in meeting me. But a lot of times I will just say, oh, I'm already dating somebody. Or I'll just ignore them because I'm so scared, like scared. It's terrifying putting yourself out there and being constantly let down. So a lot of these guys might just think I'm a bitch, but what they don't understand is it's because deep down I'm terrified. Like, men scare the shit out of me. I've been through so much and I'm just, it's draining.
So I'm not sure. I think, I'm not sure what she's scared of here. I'm not sure really what she's, but she's on a site. She messages a guy. She talks to him, and then she says she's dating somebody. What is the point? Why are you just messing with people like that? And then she says she's scared. So I don't know what she's scared of. Maybe I think she maybe says what it is here.
And emotionally exhausting, constantly putting yourself out there. The other reason I'm scared to put myself out there is because I'm insecure about my, like, financial, economic status, whatever. I'm doing this YouTube. Yeah.
So she's now realizing, I think, I don't know what she looked like younger, but if she wore this much makeup, but younger, if she was attractive and she got a lot of compliments and attention from men, life was easy. You're on easy mode then. You're getting tons of attention and things are going well. And all of a sudden, that it got taken away from you. And now she's afraid of getting judged. Because if she puts herself out there and guys critique her, or a guy that she really finds attractive doesn't reply or ghosts her or says, you're not my type, it's hurting her feelings. And she may not have gotten that reaction at one point in time, and now she is, and life's not going so well. And so she's getting judged. Now she's starting to understand what it's like to be a male. You know, we get this all the time. And many of us, at a certain point, either you say, again, it's not worth the hassle, or, you know what, this isn't for me. It just makes me feel like crap. I got to find something that I enjoy in my life. She's hitting that stage where now she's finding out actually what it's like to be a 19-year-old guy at the age of 34.
And my Instagram, because I'm trying to build a career because I can't really do anything else because of my medical condition. So it's hard to kind of, when you meet somebody the first time, say, hey, I don't work. I don't really have a lot of money. I can't go out all the time on these, like, you know, fancy expensive dates because I can't contribute and pay for everything. So I just have that fear and I hold myself back from meeting somebody because I'm so terrified to just say, hey, listen, like, you know, I don't work. I have a medical condition. But hey, yeah, like, what guy's gonna understand that? I've been through a lot, so trust is a big thing for me. So if I'm seeing somebody and dating somebody and they're going around online,
you know, she's not going to be contributing or paying for anything. I mean, we know this. But what's happening, I think, is either, first of all, you're never going to make, I mean, you can make money, good money off YouTube, but you have to have interesting content. You have to be monetized. But it takes a long time to get to, like, career money. This might be grocery money, but it's not, you know, I'm going to pay all my bills money. And Instagram, it primarily, and again, unless you're selling products, or you're usually, those are just photos. So again, that tells me that probably a lot of her photos and that stuff, the glam stuff, whatever, is based on her looks or her body. Well, if that's, again, if that's your career, you've made some bad decisions along the way here, and now what you're finding is that that's not enough for men. So imagine you going on a date, and let's say you find her attractive. Let's say you find her attractive, and you know, I don't know what she looks like. Maybe she's got a really nice body, but you look at her and go, wow, she's really attractive. And on date one, you're finding out, number one, she doesn't have her own finances. That means, oof, like she's going to be an anchor is on my wallet from here on out. Two, you say, okay, she's got kind of bikini photos and it's all about her looks. So she's probably shallow. She wears tons of makeup. She seems high maintenance. She's super picky. Everybody, all guys are like, at that point are like, I'm out. And even if you're a guy that's the top 2%er, right? The guy that she's looking for, who's great looking, tall, dark, handsome, lots of money, whatever. And he goes on a date with her. And Evie might even say, again, I'm attracted to her. I think she's attractive. And I like her personality. And it doesn't matter that she doesn't have any money. Let's say he makes it through all that. And then on the first or second date, she's talking about, I want to get married and I want to have children. And he's like, whoa, I don't even know your last name yet. Like, ease off the horse there. There's just too many red flags and warning bells all over the place. And she will not pause and say, okay, instead of looking for this guy, let me start looking for these guys, right? And if I look for these guys, one of these guys will find her a catch. And will love her and treat her, but he may not be everything she wanted, but she'll still find somebody that'll care for her. But what she's going to do is wait and wait and wait, and her value is going to keep going down.
And who needs a man, right? I can go adopt 37 cats. I don't care. This is a message for men out there. You know, grow up. Don't play with girls' emotions. Don't lead women on. Don't let her think you're into something more serious when you're not. You know, don't be that guy that just tries to get into a girl's pants. Because the thing is, like, maybe you are meeting an actual decent, good-hearted girl. And you don't know the journey that that girl's on and what she's been through. So don't fuck with her emotions.
Oh, the irony here. Oh, the irony. How many times have we men said to attractive women or even average women, right? Look, I know I'm not Mr. Perfect, but I make a good income. I'm a good, caring guy. I want to have a family. I'd make a good husband. I'm a good person. I'm a good catch. And women go, yeah, but I only want a guy that's 6 foot tall, or you're not good looking enough, or you don't make enough money, or. And she's going to say to guys, To grow up? I don't think so. She wouldn't be in this place if she didn't shoot down all the nice guys. And when I say nice guys, yes, nice means boring, but I mean there were plenty of probably eligible men that at one point would have wifed her up and given her a good life. And she passed all them thinking, I'm shooting for the stars, man. I deserve X, and I'm going for that. And she's still shooting for X. But she keeps finding these players and these bad boys, and I guarantee you, they're probably good-looking guys that are just out there having some fun, and she's just one more, you know, notch on the belt, and it's hurting her feelings, and she's starting to see what it's like for to get played a little bit, and I, you know, I it's hard for me to feel bad for her because she's done this to plenty of men. But then as her choices get less and fewer, and those rock stars that she wants become non-existent, she's starting to look around saying, I don't like my choices anymore. And so all the guys that burned or she burned early on are coming back, and now they want no part with her. If she had rewound the clock 6 years ago to 28 and had picked a modestly attractive guy who made modestly good money, that probably would have put her on a pedestal and loved her and taken care of her and given her the children that she wanted, would be happy to have her as a wife. But that wasn't good enough at 28. And now it's coming up on 35, you know, now she's behind the eight ball and she's feeling it, you know? So ladies, the ladies that watch this, this isn't about me tearing her down. This is about when you are in a good place in your life and you think you have all the advantages, go find yourself a great guy. Find a guy that is going to be everything you want, and then hold. Make sure he's what you want. Date him and enjoy your time with him, and then be a good wife to him. And be a good mom to your kids. And stop freaking looking around trying to see if you can henpeck your way up to another branch higher. Because if you miss and you fall, you start over again. But as a 28-year-old, you have a lot more options than you do as a 34-year-old. And now if she still holds her standards way too high, I just did a story the other day about it, right? Is Pamela Anderson, 52 years old. Now, for a 52-year-old, she may be beautiful. I would not date her. She was $200,000 in debt, and she's older than me by, what, 6-7 years. I wouldn't date her, because number one, I wouldn't want to take on that debt, and number two, she's too old for me. It's, yeah, you could say, yeah, but it's, I mean, it's, you know, she used to be on Baywatch and so on and so forth. Doesn't matter. Pamela Anderson's too old for me now. I would not date her. So how the mighty have fallen when once a hot babe on national TV that many of young men used to watch Baywatch just to watch that her running around and watching everything bounce nicely wouldn't have anything to do with her. And she's only 52. So if you're still shooting for the surgeon and the tall, dark, and handsome, may already be too late. Well, guys, I'll leave it there. I thought you might enjoy kind of seeing firsthand what can happen at the end of the road. And I think she sees it. And without any financial options, if she doesn't find anybody, she is not going to have a retirement. She's not going to have new cars. She's not going to have a place to live. Sounds like she's not doing too well. I hope she can at least lower her standards enough to find somebody that's in her realm of reality. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. I'll have another video coming out. I'll make it shorter. I've done a couple of long ones here for those of you that like long-term content, but I'll do a couple short more ones that I'll release out here. So guys, if you've hung in here this long, great. Please like, comment, and share. Love to hear what you think about these things, and we'll just leave it there. Guys, as always, this is Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.